Hi everyone. Let's dive into a world that's often misunderstood, the life of an expert mortgage agent. Let me start with a quick story. Earlier this year, I had a client that bought a property. She bought a property. Actually, even before that, let me set the stage. She worked for a company for many, many years. It's a stressful job that she had. But looking forward to retirement, she actually bought a property that she sees as her forever home until she doesn't need a property anymore. So this is her retirement place. She's bought a property outside of the city. So, lots of land, really quiet, and certainly more humble as far as the size of the property is concerned. But it's perfect for her. So she bought the property, listed the home that she has right now in a Toronto area, and then the market turned. We actually had her approved with an A lender, with Scotiabank, and great rates, great features, and all that. Certainly, our ideal long-term mortgage. For her, it's actually not a mortgage, it's a home equity line of credit because she didn't, with the sale of the property, she didn't need any funds afterwards. She just wants the just in case funds and maybe small things here and there that she would do on her home. But the market turn, as I mentioned earlier, the property was still listed and the closing date was coming up. And as we approached the closing date, there weren't any real sign or any opportunity for us to think that that property will be sold before that closing date. So we had to look for alternative financing as a bridge. And then the good thing is that a month afterwards, she was able to sell the property, much less than what she thought the property was originally worth. But nonetheless, we were able to close a deal with alternative financing, and now we're graduating her into to another A lender. So got a better rate, which is good. The market has the real estate market and has been going down, but luckily enough, the interest rates on the mortgage side has also been favorable. Now, what does that tell us? Well, market dynamics. First of all, let's talk about the ever-changing market, both on the mortgage side and the real estate side. Picture this. Interest rate is like a roller coaster. It's very unpredictable. It could go up, it could go down, or stay the same. It's always in motion. So staying ahead of how the market is, both on the real estate side, both on the lender side, and more importantly, for our side on the mortgage interest rate side, it's very beneficial that we always look at constant researching and adaptations to what's being said, forecasted on the market. Now, interest rates, economic factors are constantly in flux, as I mentioned earlier. So learning about how inflation is affecting our interest rates, learning about how the 5-year bond yields are working right now, or the regulations that are that are being put forth on the financial institutions and how much it's costing them to fund each mortgage. Now, we also need to make sure that we understand the regulations. The regulations of, 86 lenders that we deal with right now, plus the insurers. The regulatory landscape, it's like a maze. There's, when you think you see and understand what it is, there'll always be a turn. So, at each turn, there's new regulations. At each turn, there's no compliance requirements. So anywhere from the B20 to the stress test to the new Canadian Mortgage Charter, it's so important that as a mortgage broker or a mortgage agent, that you're always on top of, what's being changed as far as regulations are concerned. Now, obviously, on top of that, there is, the complexity of local and national mortgage regulations. We need to make sure that we're always compliant to what the lenders, individual lenders, are asking from our clients. So it could be documentations, it could be, regulations as far as their credit history is concerned, regulation as far as, their the locations that they're looking to buy. So from our perspective, there's always different capacity that each lender might have, or appetite for different types of mortgages. For us, there's licenses that we always have to upkeep as a mortgage agent. So mortgage agents are typically level one or level two now, which is a new classification. I'm a mortgage broker, so there's a little bit more there as far as the licenses regulation is concerned, but there's also mortgage administrators. Now, in the last less than 12 months ago, there's new private lending rule changes, so not everybody is allowed to trade in private mortgages. Now, who can trade in private mortgages right now? We're just a level two mortgage agents and mortgage brokers such as myself. Again, continuing education is also something that we consistently have to upgrade, because as a mortgage license, mortgage broker licensed, and a mortgage agent licensed for some, we are mandated to have continuing education to basically to upkeep that license. Now, on top of that, let's talk about, the business itself, the business of mortgages itself. Now, we have to build trust and relationships. Now, let's talk about, building trust. Building trust isn't an easy thing. It's like nurturing a plant, right? It takes time and patience and takes genuine care. Now, on establishing long-term relationships, I mean, you need to be transparent. You need to have the highest of integrity. A lot of our clients lean on us, and they need to understand that we have the expertise and that we have their best interest as our number one goal, and there we have basically their best interest in our hearts. Every client is also unique, so it's like different puzzle pieces need to be put together, right? So with their risk tolerance, the amount, their history, their sources of income, right? They're all different, and from that perspective, they fit different categories. It could be on the A lending side, it could be on the B lending side, but the idea behind it is that we're able to or need to know that we need to know enough and capable enough to tailor our solutions to what their financial needs are. Now, each client have also diverse profiles and needs, right? So when we're talking about these mortgage solutions, are they looking at, from a short-term perspective, are they looking to buy an investment property to flip? Are they looking for a home that they're going to stay in for the next 10, 15, 25 years? Are we looking for, to buy their first investment property that they want to pass on generation to generation to their kids and grandchildren and all that kind of stuff, right? So again, each client have different profiles and needs. Now, you also need to, as a mortgage agent, you also need to have some emotional resilience. You're going to get declines and you're going to get rejections, right? As part of this journey, honestly, you need to be able to manage or learn how to manage your disappointments, right? So these setbacks is constant. Now we wear many hats as a mortgage agent or mortgage broker myself. You're basically an advisor, you're a negotiator, you're an analyst, you're putting different strategies for different clients. So balancing these roles is an art in itself. Now, the versatility in each role and make sure that we effectively manage our strategies, our emotions, ourselves, right? So that is so key in being able to perform at your best for your clients, because you might have a client that you might have to deliver a hard news, a hard, a decline that you believe that should be there for them, but unfortunately it just didn't have the market for it, right? An appraisal that went short of what was expected. So again, these are, when you're delivering that kind of message with one client, and then also have to pick up the phone to make sure that you're doing your regular mortgage checkup, so that next client understand what's going on, when the next rate announcement is, and how their upcoming renewal should be managed. You need to be able to jump from one disappointing call and be there with enough energy and focus for the next client. Now, we also have to adapt to technology. Again, with the world that we have right now, technology is a great thing. It provides us with some efficiencies and, like Zoom and, marketing like social media, technologies like electronic signatures, or having the ability to get a copy of the notice of assessment and bank account statements and everything. That a lot of these technologies, that when we utilize them, makes the transaction so much easier. Now, every technology that is out there comes with some learning, continuous learning on the technological side. It also, comes with having to, keep on changing your processes to make sure that we're able to incorporate those things. Now, to wrap it up, again, being a mortgage agent or an expert mortgage agent is so rewarding. We're not just agents, we're guides and educators and problem solvers. Remember, for every challenge that we face, it's an opportunity to serve our clients better. Now, before I end this, let me actually answer some questions that I see commonly asked on our side, especially for those people looking to get into the mortgage space. First one is, can mortgage brokers make $100,000 a year? And how? Well, the breakdown is this. A typical deal, a mortgage deal, a broker can make anywhere from 50 basis points to 120 basis points, especially on the A lending side. It's a little bit more on the alternative financing like B lenders and private, but on a regular A mortgage, A lender deals, anywhere from 50 basis points to 120 basis points. I looked at our average mortgage deal for us specifically in the West GTA area. It's around $600,000. Now, for $600,000 at 50 basis points, it's around $3,000 a deal. On the high end, 120 basis points, it could be around $7,200 per deal. Now, if I use those numbers on a $100,000 mortgage, if that's the goal for income per year, you have to close as little as 14 deals to maybe as much as 33 deals to make that $100,000. Again, if the question is, can you make $100,000 a year as a mortgage broker? Absolutely. The how is, again, per deal, depending on the income split for that one. Now, second question, is it hard to be a successful mortgage broker? We mentioned it above or a little bit earlier. You wear a lot of hats as a mortgage broker. To be successful, you need to make sure that you consistently level up your mortgage skill set and consistently level up your business development skill sets. So, if we're looking at the end of the year, you need to have business plans. You need to be able, to understand how to execute. You need to have a marketing plan. You need to have consistency and commitment for at least 2 years for a lot of these marketing activities that you're looking to incorporate. Another question is being a mortgage agent stressful? Yes. You can learn to manage and win your day as a mortgage agent, as a mortgage broker, but stress is just part of it. But learning how to manage it is key. What makes a good mortgage agent? From my lens, I see the excellent mortgage agents, the good mortgage agents, basically always leads with trust, build lasting relationships, and always do the right thing. Right thing for the client, right thing for the lenders, right thing for themselves, right? Taking some time for themselves and spending some time with their family and making sure that you consistently continue to make yourself better. Those are what good mortgage agents do. What do top mortgage agents, mortgage brokers make? Again, from an income perspective, again, top mortgage brokers will make at least $200,000 to maybe 10 times to 20 times that number. How do mortgage brokers in Canada make money? For the A lenders, so we're talking about the banks and monoline lenders. Those lenders will pay the mortgage brokers for funding the mortgage with that specific financial institution. For B lender deals, which is considered an alternative funding, mortgage agents and mortgage brokers charge broker fees. On private lending deals, mortgage brokers and mortgage agents also charge an even higher mortgage broker fees. Now, these next or last two questions are very similar. Do RBC mortgage specialists make commission? And what is it? How much does a mobile mortgage specialist make at TD? They're very similar. According to Glassdoor.ca, RBC mortgage specialists do work for a commission salary, and they make around 78,000 annually on an average. I don't know how accurate that is. I looked it up. And then for the mobile mortgage specialists at TD, they according to Glassdoor.ca, a mobile mortgage specialist salary or income, not salary, can range from, like it says here, $17,000 to $178,000 per year. I know some mortgage specialists at TD make way more than that. But if that's the range according to Glassdoor.ca, I'll take that for now. Thank you for spending some time with me today, listening. Send me a message if you have any questions that you want me to address. Again, this is what we call unseen challenges as an expert mortgage agent. It's not always just talking about interest rates. Ask me questions, business development questions, marketing questions, anything. I'll be here and I'll try my best to answer your questions. Have a great day.